WFLO IM for Radio, your girl Tamiko T.
And your girl Nita here on Splash Radio and IM4Radio.com. That wraps up another Listener's Half an Hour here on Splash Radio. That last song was Talib Kweli with Never Been in Love Before. Prior to that was Slum Village with Call Me. Was that Common, what they say?
Yes, Common and John Legend.
John Legend, okay. And you know, I always mess up that I do it for you. I always want to say Indy Irie, and it's Lettucey, isn't it? Or somebody like that.
Algebra.
Algebra. It's one of them. You know what I'm saying?
You close. She
sounds a little bit like Indy Irie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Algebra. How's she doing?
She's actually doing good.
Another one of those independents that needs to blow up. Because she has great music. Before that, Anthony Hamilton with Struggle No More, Dan Hunt. Down Here in Hell with You. Part of that was Jaheim with Hush. And starting us off today, our Listener's Half an Hour was Corinne Bailey Ray with Till It Happens. Chica, 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 chica.
There's
a lot of
good artists out, I swear. And it's a lot of the ones that I think are good are underestimated, because I guess it's what I call real music. You know what I'm saying? When you really can just sit back and put it in and just feel what they're saying. Like, it's a lot of things that I might listen to, I might like the beat for, but I don't feel them. You know, I'm not
feeling what they're
saying. I understand
that. You know, with me, it goes by how it sounds. It's like, I think it's a total. If the beat doesn't catch me, I can't listen to what you're saying. So I have to feel the beat first.
True.
So if I'm feeling how it sounds, then I'm going to listen further. And that's just a note to some of you independents who have a lot of creative messages in your music, but you really haven't placed a lot of energy in the production of the actual song because you're more of the writer. Make sure that you take a little bit of time, research some of the local producers in your area. You might even if you don't have any money, you might even be able to find somebody that is willing to rent to you a beat. And that means that they'll give it to you for maybe $50. And then, you know, if the song goes on an album, you can renegotiate. But at least you've been able to rent a beat. And a lot of people don't look into the option of renting a beat opposed to purchasing a beat. And for the independents, it might be a better way to go. Today, I do want to mention is a great day for the American Heart Association. It is Wear Red Day. Your day is halfway over there on the East Coast. But if you're here in the Los Angeles area and you're accessible to your home, try to wear something red to help promote the awareness for the American Heart Association, to promote good health as well as, you know, good treatment for your heart and your arteries. My father, a few years ago, suffered a stroke after having, I don't even know what it's called, it's whatever comes after quadruple, it's number five, a five bypass. And, you know, so anything with the American Heart Association, I'm always paying attention to that. So today is Wear Red Day, and of course it is, again, like we say, the first day of Black History Month. So make sure you go into your facts. And BET still does their Black History Facts every day. So if you're watching BET, you'll get a little in. And send some to us. You might know something that we may not be aware of, or found out something creative that other people may not know, or just might be a good idea to let everybody know and remind everybody. Like, you know, the stoplight was created by a black person, and peanut butter was developed by an African American.
No.
A lot of things were, but... Well, yeah, I mean, hey, we helped develop the country. We built this place. But if you have any of those tips, make sure you can send them, or make sure to send them to splash at imforradio.com. That's S-P-L-A-S-H, like a splash of water, at imforradio.com. And we'll, you know, read them throughout the month. It's 4 weeks, so, hey, we'll get them on for you.
That is so true. Have you heard about this stuff that's going on with these steroid allegations and people who are being named in this?
You know what? Is this about the entertainers thing?
Yes.
I don't. That's kind of one of those convoluted things. So we don't even. That's full of crap. We don't even need to. It's one of those things that somebody was doing trying to get publicity for their book.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. That kind of went in and went out. I don't really know much about.
Well, I had heard about it, and then I seen it in the Jet book, and I was kind of like, okay, it was just, you know.
You're talking about the regular, and you're not talking about the steroids for athletes. You're talking about the people they were naming, like the musicians and those people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Which is an illegal for them to do.
But they said they're not investigating or they're not pressing charges or whatever. They're more focused on who is providing the illegal steroids. So that's basically, you know, how that went down. I just thought that it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the whole concept of how they have a list of people is, you know, it's interesting to me.
What about your boy Michael Jackson? Have you heard one of? I heard one of his new songs off the new album, and it sounds okay.
I have not, but I do know that he had a lot of collaborations in terms of producers from all walks. He did a huge hodgepodge, if you may, of people that worked on his album while he was over there in Dubai. Is he back yet? Because everybody's going to Dubai.
They have been showing pictures of him and his kids, and he has finally unveiled the kids, and they are no longer under sheets. And
did he buy the house in Washington, D.C.?
I haven't heard that, but I know I just seen last night, actually, when I was looking at something about 3 o'clock in the morning, and they had pictures of him and the kids, and, you know, we actually can see what the kids look like. They're growing up. They don't look like him at all, but, you know, hey.
Well, he doesn't look like him at all, so hey.
But he's coming back out with Thriller. You know what? It's going to scare kids to death to see him during the Thriller days and to see him
now. Well, he looks like Thriller now. He looks like the thing he turned into. Stop playing. The hollow face, the nose, the eyes. He looks like that right now.
But
I think that was
his
whole inspiration.
He still had his color back then. So, and then when they run this, it's going to be kind of confusing to people because it's like the 25th anniversary. So imagine how he looked 25 years ago.
It has not been 25 years.
25 years.
Get out of here. 25 years? Time does fly. We talked about that earlier. We're going to get into some more music here on Splash Radio. When we come back, have some more information about what's going down in the entertainment industry. Some allegations against Rihanna, of course. We didn't have a chance to discuss it last week when it happened. We were trying to, but we didn't have a chance to based on technical difficulties. But remembering Heath Ledger, who is one of my favorite, well, now used to be one of my favorite actors and was on my top 10 hot non-African-American men list. So, have some other news as well in the entertainment industry. Everything, we're going to give you the calendar for February because it's a lot of stuff going on. So keep it locked here with Nita and Tamiko T on Splash Radio.
Yes, Raheem Devon. Here is the triple play. Starting out with Friday. Shut the club.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, take it to the dance floor. We're going to do a so-so right now. We're going to party like a three-day weekend.
It's Friday night and I got stacks. The club is crunk, jam-packed. Miss Bartender, what drink is that? T-Pain by drink, playing in the back. Girl, tell me your name again cause I forgot. It's way too many y'all up in this spot. But you can look up, come around three. Lose your girlfriends and you can leave me.
Shut the club down. get up out of here. I'm tipsy, tipsy, tipsy. Gotta go, gotta leave. And I'm tipsy, tipsy, tipsy.